Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and we recorded over 100 podcasts so far this month because of Infocom, as you know. All those are posted on our website at ravepubs.com, and we're going to start doing some Infocom wrap-up podcasting, and I'm excited to be joined by Nareva's founders, Nancy Knowlton, who's the founder and CEO, and Dave Martin, who's the founder and CTO of Nareva. Good morning. How are you two doing?
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. We're great.
Well, I really appreciate you joining me. I mean, Infocom is only about a week and a half finished, I guess we'd say. It was a very busy week. We had a great time out there, and you launched your company into a new market segment, which is kind of interesting because you launched the company itself originally at Infocom last year, so no one had even heard of Nareva, and then you launched it into the market with Span, which is an amazing video-focused product. And then at Infocom this year, you launched into the audio market with a new product, Dave, as the CTO. I assume that some of this, the idea for the HDL 300 came from someone in your group, right?
So this whole idea started about 3 years ago, where we thought about new ways of doing things, and specifically reading the book Trillions, realizing that there were going to be lots and lots of sensors connected to each other in a mesh network somehow, some way, and connecting all these trillions of devices was going to be very supplemental to what was going on as we had a billion network PCs. But what could you do if you had all these sensors in a new collaboration space going forward? So that's where we started, and audio has always been an important consideration for me personally. And so 3 years ago, we explored a number of ways how we might do that and realized putting the microphone closest to the individual that was speaking was a critical part of how we might solve that.
Well, for those people that haven't seen or heard, I should say, or know about the product, it's called the HDL 300, and I have a link to the product in the podcast description here. But of course, you can go to the Infocom site that we did, which is ravepubs.com, do a search on Nareva or do a search on HDL 300, or go to Nareva, N-U-R-E-V-A.com, and you can get a full technical details as well as product details. But Dave, do you mind sort of quickly explaining what the HDL 300 does?
So we focused this first product in the audio area for small to medium-sized rooms. It's a $3,000 speaker and microphone combination that fills a space of up to 20 feet by 20 feet with 8,192 virtual microphones. And the experience is quite unique. If you have an opportunity of hearing it, as a number of people did, obviously, at Infocom, you can, no matter where someone is, you don't have the drop-off of someone speaking into a corner away from the table where the microphones would otherwise be placed in the older way of doing things. And the experience is, if you're remote from that particular room, you're going to be able to hear no matter where someone is actually speaking.
And it actually does work. I mean, it is. I tend to shy away from the word disruptive, but this is a good example of a disruptive product, because here's an industry, the audio market, that's been around for years and has operated. And we were talking offline before the podcast. It's really, audio is a science. I mean, there's a lot of science in it. And to make something work, you do A and B equals C, right? But this is sort of a disruptive product because, as you say, when you're moving around a room and you're now standing in the corner of a room, or you have people seated all around a room, it sounds like everyone is standing in front of a microphone.
Well, I think it's really funny for those of us who've, over the years have seen the various experiences of people. The remote person says, could you get closer to the microphone? Could you turn up the volume on the microphone? And, of course, volume connections on microphones are not available in conference rooms the way they're configured. Or you have a bunch of people around a table, and then you have a second row of people that are far away from the microphones, and you can't, if you're remote, you can't hear those people speaking. So that was the problem we were trying to solve. And in fact, at Infocom, as we were doing setup, it was so funny. We had someone in a cabinet. They crawled into a cabinet, closed the door, and we could still hear them perfectly, no matter the fact that they were in a closed enclosure inside a conference room. So We're still learning a little bit about the technology and what its ramifications are, but it works with all Unified Communications computer-based conferencing products that we've tested so far, and it just plugs in as a Windows-based HID audio device, and you're set to go.
Well, that might make a good ad. You know, you could have somebody sitting inside of a cabinet and say, it even works in here. That's actually a pretty creative idea. And you know, the word, you know, I don't know, Steve Vandermeer on that the show used the word platform to describe sort of like this product is part of a, he sort of indicated this is part of a family of products eventually, or sort of hinted at that. Are you, you know, is that something true, or is that something you're willing to talk about yet?
Well, this category for us is a platform of location-based audio, because now we know exactly where someone is speaking with great certainty in the X, Y, and Z axis within a room with those 8,192 microphones. And we have a lot of DSP power applied to solving the problem. So we have over 15,000 MIPS, some of it in an FPGA, some of it in a DSP within the speaker and microphone bar. But we also have a breakout box, which is very lightly loaded with a DSP right now. And we think about adding software to that that will allow your smartphone to be able to change volume, to be able to mute the microphones that are in the system, or perhaps from the PC. So all of that you would have seen at Infocom if you had asked those questions. But we see adding a lot more capability when we know where people actually are located. And think about that in terms of our 20-foot span canvas, where we know where people are actually located as they're interacting with all of their information and being displayed.
Well, it's I actually heard it. So in the video that we did at Infocom, it was the first time I'd actually heard it the way I heard it, because I heard, you know, when I was at ISC, I got a little demo of it, but at Infocom with the headset on, you could literally you could literally truly experience it, and you had built a little meeting room on the show floor. But Nancy, I mean, if you don't mind, Dave, I'd like to ask Nancy a question about the distribution of the product, because really it's a different product category for you. I mean, you have this fan product, which was sort of pioneering a new, it's pioneering a new segment of a market. And here you have this audio product that's going to drop into a market that it's been around for years. I mean, this segment of the market where audio lives is 40, 50 years old in the AV market. How are you going to handle that from a distribution perspective and, you know, from a channel perspective?
I think that's a really good question, Gary. Certainly the resellers who are handling the SPAN product line at this time have expressed interest in it because they see it as a great add-on to the SPAN system or a standalone solution that addresses their customers' needs. But we do see a number of audio-only resellers that we will be adding to our channel, both here in North America as well as internationally, particularly in Western Europe. So how we exactly do that is something that we're deeply considering right now. We're engaged with quite a number of resellers out of Infocom who want to take on the product and get on with early introduction of the product to their customers. So there are a variety of options, but we'll narrow that down fairly quickly and just get on with the work of end user demand creation.
Well, I think it's interesting that you did clearly not just hint, but said that you recognize that there has to be an expanded dealer or distributor, one of the two networks or combination of which around the world, because you do have that traditional market that you can sell into, as well as this market that obviously the SPAN customers or the SPAN integrators are using as well to distribute the SPAN product. Are you willing to talk? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, a lot of the people now who are engaged with us in our channel for the SPAN system, they're big audio users. We're dealing with a lot of the Fortune 500 types, and a lot of our current channel are out speaking to their customer base right now, introducing the product. We've got people who are planning big Skype for Business implementations. They're giving us lists of countries where they currently have offices, asking us how we can help them speed that deployment and how we can service those various geographies. So those kinds of questions are really helping to helping us focus on exactly what we need to do.
And when, Dave, when will the product be available?
It'll be available later this year. We're expecting a November volume launch.
Okay. And by the way, if you haven't, Dave quickly referenced the book Trillions, which is a Peter Lucas book. If you haven't read that book, I read it at least a couple of years ago, so it's not that new. But it's a great book that may obviously inspire product design, which is interesting. And I think it's interesting that you referenced the fact that these sensors are going to be everywhere, because that's the whole thing of the Internet of Things. But you kind of narrowed it down to this whole concept of throwing these microphones all around the room. I think you said 8,192 or something like that. It obviously inspired you guys to look beyond what existed now in the market.
Gary, I think what's interesting about reading that book, and of course it was written by a number of people at Carnegie Mellon University who created a consultancy called Maya Design. You can find out some of that on the web by going to mayadesign.com. But for me, what was interesting is, let's not do analog audio transferred to digital. Let's start at solving the audio problem from a completely digital perspective. And it's not A follows B, all follows C. It's let's do C first and then do A and B. And all of that's captured in our patents, of course, to describe how we thought about the world differently. And it was all triggered by reading that particular book, which is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting how something that you would not expect, or maybe you're reading for entertainment purposes, inspires design, right? I mean, it's probably a story that's been told many times. But, I think that probably... We could probably talk about for a long time how you got inspired with to come up with the Span product, because it is so different than anything else that's out there. And I congratulate you guys on two, back-to-back launches into Infocom that garnered you a lot of attention, not just by us, but a lot of members of the press, but also by the people that matter, which is the big end user community that was at Infocom and the integrator community. You were certainly one of the big the booth on the show floor that everybody wanted to go see and hear.
Well, thank you for that, Gary.
Well, I appreciate you guys joining me today. I know that you, I assume you're going to take some time off after the show, or need to, I guess. But we've been talking today to Nancy Knowlton, the founder and CEO of Nareva, and Dave Martin, the founder and CTO of Nareva. You can check out Nareva at nareva.com. They have all the information on not only the Span product, but also on the HDL-300. And of course, actually you can just Google Nareva HDL-300, and our video that we shot at Infocom with the demo actually comes up on Google. So that's a fast way to find it. Of course, we'll link it in the description of this podcast. And I appreciate y'all joining me this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to my daily rants and raves, and thanks for listening, and keep listening. We're going to keep covering the cool technology that is Pro AV.